From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Russian aircraft have dropped bombs on rebels battling Islamic State in southern Syria, including those supported by the United States, a senior U.S. official said. In the past, the U.S. has been critical of the Russian presence in Syria and has repeatedly refused to work with Russian forces in the country, which the U.S. accuses of working with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to consolidate his power. The bombing Thursday is likely to test already strained relations between the U.S. and Russia and come just a day after U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry warned Russia and Syria to respect a ceasefire treaty signed between the three nations earlier this year. In a related story, the U.S. State Department has confirmed the authenticity of an internal document signed by about 50 officials that criticizes the Obama administration's handling of the civil war in Syria and called for the use of targeted airstrikes against the Syrian government. The memo, obtained by the New York Times, asks the Obama administration to employ a judicious use of standoff and air weapons to directly engage the Syrian army and hasten an end to the civil war that has already taken the lives of nearly 500,000 people. The document emerged from internal correspondences within the State Department that allows employees and diplomats who disagree with administration of policy to voice their concerns without fear of retaliation. Despite a lull after hostilities earlier this week, tensions remain high across the militarized border between Ethiopia and Eritrea. On Thursday, Eritrea claimed it had killed more than 200 Ethiopian troops and wounded more than 300. There has been no independent confirmation of these figures. This is VOA.